It was the governor's practice at the Passover feast to let one prisoner go free. The people could choose the one they wanted. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner named Barabbas. So when the crowd gathered, Pilate asked them,
"Which one do you want me to set free? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?"
Pilate knew that the leaders were jealous. He knew this was why they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him a message. It said,
"Don't have anything to do with that man. He's not guilty. I've suffered a great deal in a dream today because of him."
But the chief priests and the elders talked the crowd into asking for Barabbas and having Jesus put to death.
"Which one of the two do you want me to set free?
It's Barabbas!
Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" "Why? What wrong has he done?"
asked Pilate, but they shouted even louder. Pilate saw that he wasn't getting anywhere. Instead, the crowd was starting to get angry, so he took water and washed his hands in front of them. He said,
"I am not guilty of this man's death. You are accountable for that."
All the people answered,
"We and our children will accept the guilt for his death."
The people's shouts won out, so Pilate decided to give them what they wanted. He set free the man they asked for. The man had been thrown in prison for murder and for fighting against the authorities. Pilate gave Jesus over to them so they could carry out their plans. After they had made fun of him, they took off the robe. They put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him away to nail him to a cross.